welcome everybody to call. If you would, hit star 6 so we can keep the lines kind of open and silent. It is a nationwide call. And I'd like to welcome everybody to call tonight. Jeff Benton, National Show Director in Dallas, Texas. And I'm so excited about the new year. You know, we're celebrating the new year here with the marathon. And what's coming out here next week with the announcement, the convention is going to kind of change the face of the whole company and revolutionize the benefits industry in the United States forever. So we're poised and positioned perfectly. The timing's perfect. We're set to over the next, you know, the foundation we lay over the next 1 to 2 years is going to set us free for the rest of our life financially, emotionally, and other way, because we're going to feel good about ourselves. We're going to help a lot of people, help themselves, and it's going to be tremendous. And so make sure you're at all possible. I believe a few seats left for conventions, and so you're going to want to go ahead and get the convention if you can. I'm going to go ahead and mute the lines here. Okay. Now then, what I want to talk about tonight is we're going to go back over a training I did once before called Talking Yourself Into Success. And you're either talking yourself into success or something less than that. It's our choice. It's always our choice. We're either succeeding at success or we're succeeding at failure. You know, there's nothing left to chance. It's our responsibility when we take it on, when we understand that we are the determining factor in our life. And, you know, we want to start looking at where is our loyalty? Is our loyalty to ourselves and to our future and to our family and helping our friends and family? Or is it, you know, focused somewhere else right now? And we can always change that. It's always a choice. Life is always a choice. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight, is a choice of changing how we're talking to ourselves. I want to look at talking to ourselves as being, you know, the vehicle that can change your life. It's all about attitude, and I want to define attitude here, starting out the call. An attitude is simply a mental disposition toward people, places, and events that determines behavior. Your attitude determines your behavior. But when you really look at the definition, all attitude is your habit of thinking. Your habit of thinking is your attitude. My habit of thinking is my attitude. So when I take responsibility for that and understand that my habit of thinking, it's not right or wrong, it's not good or bad, it's just what is. It's the way I've been thinking based on what I've been exposed to. Because your habit of thinking will come back to your belief system. And what is your belief? I call it your BS. But it's your belief system. And the definition of a belief system is the sum total of your life experiences from birth to now that you have perceived to be the truth, and mostly subconsciously, that determines your thoughts, your words, and your actions in the present moment, or inactions. You know, if you take an action on new information, you're usually succeeding. If you're reacting to old information, you're succeeding at failure. And failure just meaning, you know, not being able to make your dreams come true. So let's talk about habits of thinking. Okay, who do you talk to most? Think about that. Who do I talk to most? Well, I talk to myself most. You talk to yourself most. More than anybody else, you talk to yourself. I want to ask you a question. If I said to you what you say to you, would I still be your friend? Think about that. How are you talking to yourself? Are you praising yourself? Are you picking yourself up in the morning? Are you looking at how you can better each move in your thoughts and each call that you make, make it better next time? You know, have a little better attitude next time, have a little bit of a bigger smile? Or are you doing something different? Are you beating yourself up a little bit, playing kind of a mental football game with yourself in your head? You know, we're kind of conditioned to do that in our society. Again, this is not about right or wrong. It's just about what's going on now. And understanding that, you know, your present mode of thinking, your present attitude, your present belief systems are either helping you move forward toward your goals or they're holding you back. It's just that simple. And so let's think about that. When we're going through our day, we're either thinking or remembering. There's always a pair of opposites in our society and our world. A pair of opposites, good, bad, you know, rich and poor, happy, sad. Everything has a pair of opposites to it. But when it comes to thinking, there is a definition in the dictionary. There's two different definitions for the word thinking. One is to create, and the other one is to remember. So when you're going through your day, are you thinking consciously, or are you remembering unconsciously. You know, most people in our society are unconscious most of the time. Not good or bad, not hit on anybody, it's just what is. How many times have you drove to work, you did something, and you don't remember how you did it? You drove to work, you don't remember which road you took. Okay, that's unconscious. It's an unconscious behavior. Again, just what's going on now. So our goal is to help become conscious more often and do more creative thinking than remembering. When we're remembering, we're recreating. We're recreating the past. If the past, you know, was supports you in getting your goals made, then that's great. Because autopilot is good. A lot of things we need to be able to do on autopilot without consciously thinking about it. But creating our future is not necessarily one of those things. You really want to do that consciously. When we're conscious, we can take actions to support the goals we have written down and the things we want to accomplish in life. And if your goals aren't written, you don't have goals. You have a dream, but you don't have a goal, because a written goal is not, when you write a goal, you have to define it, you have to crystallize it. When you think a goal, it's like, you know, you can forget it just as easily as you thought about it. So you must have a written goal in order to really be thinking about that goal. You can be remembering what you think you want to do, but written goals are what's going to take you into actions that's going to cause those actions to come true. When we're remembering, a lot of times it's our old belief system, our old beliefs that are not necessarily supporting us and moving forward toward our goal. And a lot of times when it's called inaction, no action, we're either proactive or we're inactive. And so we want to be proactive, and we do that when we're thinking consciously about where we want to go, what we want to do, what do we do next, who do we call next, instead of, you know, remembering, you know, what we needed to do yesterday, or how that felt last time when we picked up the telephone, or that felt last time when somebody said no. You know, we must get past all of that, and the only way to do that is consciously. And so we're going to get to how to make that shift here, you know, as we move on in the training. So when we're thinking consciously, we can take actions accordingly, and we can get the results we want. When we're thinking consciously, we take actions accordingly, and we get the results we want. And the results may not be perfect, but they're moving us in the right direction, so now we can tweak those results and change our actions again, change our thinking again, change our action again, and get better results. When we're remembering and we're in inaction or inactive, we start coming up with excuses. So, you know, the remembering part of our thinking can give us a lot of excuses, takes us into drama, stops all forward motion, and we actually start going backwards in our life. We're creating more of the drama that we don't want in most cases, in many cases, I guess is a better way to say it. So what I'm going to talk about next is communication. Life comes down to one thing, and that's communication. That's what we've been talking about here. The most valuable piece of communication is the communication with yourself. Everything in life will come down to that one thing, communication. Because success is an inside-out job. There's two types of communication. And the first type of communication that you want to master is the communication with yourself. Getting yourself to take the actions on new information that will move you forward and get the results you want. So you're going to talk yourself into success, or you're going to talk yourself into failure. Consciously, you're talking yourself into success. Unconsciously, you talk yourself into failure. So the communications with yourself is the most valuable. And you want to become your own best friend. Really understand that you are the most important person on earth to you. You must start honoring yourself and valuing yourself and taking care of yourself. Treat yourself like your own best friend. You know, be able to smile at yourself and look yourself in the eye in the morning and feel good about that. And to do that, you've got to get more honest about yourself. You know, what's going on? What's really going on in my life? Am I really taking the actions that I can be taking? Or am I kind of, you know, shuffling papers and I'm busy, but I'm not really taking progressive action towards my goals that are getting the results that I want to get? So that's something to look at. And again, this is not about right or wrong. It's not about good or bad. It's just about what's going on, getting honest about it, and understanding that, you know, to change it, you must change yourself, and you got to change the way you think first, and then that'll change the actions you take. That'll change the results you get. Baby steps are fine. You know, it's about just starting the process. Now, the second type of communication is with others to gain cooperation. Look at it this way. Everything you have in your life that you want in your life today is based on your ability to communicate to others that you want it in your life. Everything that you have in your life that you don't want in your life today is based on your inability to communicate to others that you don't want it in your life any longer. And so it's about getting clear on that. It's about having a plan. And then the biggest thing that comes up right now is called fear. Fear is false events appearing real, is the definition of fear. It's about understanding that the fear isn't real. It's based on those old belief systems that don't serve you well, that served you at the time, got you through that part of your life. And now you're going to start looking at, what are your belief systems really? What's causing your thinking? What's causing your remembering? And start looking at that. And again, if you want to really take a look at what your belief systems are right now, just take a look at what's going on in your life right now. And that's, it's not right or wrong, it's not good or bad, it's not made to make you feel bad or anything else. It's what's going on in your life right now. Somewhere back in your subconscious, there's a belief system that supports that. You know, one of the biggest ones in our society is unworthy. You know, undeserving, not deserving, not good enough. You know, that comes up a lot. Or that, you know, rich people are thieves. And there's tons of stuff out there that, you know, we were conditioned into by the time we were 5, 6, 7 years old, but still, you know, controls a portion of our lives. So we really want to take a look at that and then subconsciously deciding to change it. And what does that take? Well, the word change for most people creates that fear again, because people tend to stay in a pattern even though they're unhappy, they're uncomfortable, they know what to expect, and so they stay in that pattern. When they start changing something, it's like, you know, people stay in unhappy relationships just simply because they're afraid that if they leave that relationship, they don't know what will happen. Well, if they stay in the relationship, they know they don't like it, but at least they know what to expect. And so we have to build our courage, and then to build our courage, we need a big why. We need a big reason. So the thing that I want to ask you to get the clearest on the most is, what is your reason? Why did you get involved in an airplane? What is your reason to go to work every day? What is your reason to get up and make that next phone call after you hit that emotional wall of what's perceived to be rejection, or whatever that drama is that comes up for you, if it's stopping you from moving forward? What is your reason? What is your why? If your why is big enough, you'll walk through all the emotional walls out there and you'll achieve your goals. And it's okay to bounce off of a wall once in a while and pick yourself back up and figure out a different way to approach that wall. That's okay too. That's what us mentors and coaches are in here for. That's what your direct sponsors are for, and your national vice presidents and national sales directors, your sales directors, your sponsor. We're all here to help coach you through it, because we've been through it. To have success, we've had to have gone through those same walls in most cases. So, is changing your thinking easy? No. It's simple, but it's not necessarily easy. So what I want you to think about, though, is you're going to change. Change is the most real thing in your life. It's inevitable. But are you going to change by choice, by taking the actions you want to take? Or are you going to change the way society changes you by reacting and not taking action and making excuses? And again, nobody in this call is going to do that, but you know, you may know people that you've seen do that. So this is what we're going to talk about now is, you know, what are we going to do to start changing? It's always up to you. It's based on your ability. Always up to you. Always based on your ability. It's based on your response ability or your react ability. Responsibility is very positive. It's a positive change. It's taking, you know, on the world. It's your choice, you're going to change, you're going to change the way you want to change. That's responsibility. But reactability is mostly negative. It's about looking at all the negative things, why it's not going to work, reacting to the circumstance instead of acting in spite of the circumstance. So it's based on your responsibility. And again, responsibility starts with the desire to change and the accepting of the responsibility for you being the changer. You are the only one that can change your life. You know, nobody else can be happy for you. Nobody else can smile for you. And nobody else can build the life that you want to build. It's up to you. And it's up to you in your mind first. It's about changing your thinking, changing your words, changing your actions, which will change your results, and doing that in a direction that you know you want to go. So that comes back to the why. What do you really want from your life? What do you want to create as your future? It's always determined by the questions you ask yourself the most. So think about the questions you've been asking yourself the most. Are they moving you forward? Or are they holding you back? Think about it. What we want to ask are how questions. How questions can take you into action. They're usually positive, and they can get you moving forward now. How can I make more calls today? How can I get in front of more companies today? How can I be more effective on the phone? How can I get more prospects to talk to? The how questions. And when you think about that, a lot of times that'll lead to a what question. You know, what can I do today to make it happen? What can I do today to get one more call in? What can I do today to get more effectiveness in my close? You know, to make one more close instead of closing twice, close three times. What can I do? The what and how can cause positive change. The question we want to stay away from is why. We want to stay away from why. The only place that why has value to you is as a noun, as your why, your desire, your reason that keeps you going when all the emotions come up that want to stop you. That's the place that why comes into being. Why questions otherwise, if you ever ask a why question, it's going to take you into drama, it's going to take you down, and it can take you clear out of the business when you start asking why questions. There is no upside to a why question in most cases. Now, there's a couple of, times of why questions can have some value, but for the most part, they're going to take you into drama. When you call your sponsor, when you call your Upline National, your MVP, how and what questions are going to get you answers. Why questions, there's no way of answering a why question. It comes back to, it takes us in a direction we don't want to go in most cases. So again, once in a while, why is appropriate, but most of the time it's not. So with your words and your questions, you either empower yourself or you give your power away. You hold yourself back. With your words and your questions, you empower yourself to move forward and take the actions that you know you need to take, or you're learning that you need to take, to achieve the goals that you want to achieve. Or, if your questions are negatively slanted, they're going to start holding you back and get you to where you feel like a lot of times you don't have a choice. Now, I want you to think about the word power, because, your questions empower you, or they take your power away. But the definition of the word power in the dictionary is very simple. It says to act. So the definition of power is simply taking action. So your words empower you, get you to take action, or they take the action away, one of the two. The key to changing the direction you want to change is to take ownership and total responsibility for the life you want to create, and then start coming back to, and again, that's your goal, that's your why, that's what you're wanting to create in the future. Get clear on that, and then bring that back to your thoughts. What kind of thinking do I need to do to get me to take the actions I need to take in order to create the results that will bring that lifestyle to me? So number one, you have to know the results you want to achieve. That's the first thing you got to know. And the clearer you get that, it's like taking a picture with a camera. You know, the better you get focused in, the clearer picture you got, the more you can see in the detail that you really want. And you see that picture more and more clearly. So you're always adjusting the focus on your picture, your end result that you want to achieve. And it doesn't mean it'll be the same thing that you want to achieve a year from now, because your goals change as you change. So it's not about, some goals we can hold on to for 10 or 12 years and accomplish those, and there's always another goal to move on to if you're successful. Because after you've reached the goal and you don't have another goal to reach for, you're no longer successful. You've had success. But success is the continual setting and achieving of worthwhile goals, personal to you. Now, so number one is literally what you want to achieve, and then get focused and clear on those. Number two is start monitoring your thoughts and your words, because that's what's creating your action. So number two is monitor your thoughts and your words. Listen to the words you speak. Listen to the words that are going into your head. Start monitoring what's going in. What's going in? Because that's helping to help determine what's coming out of the thoughts and the words. And then number two is start observing your actions and your results. So you're monitoring your thoughts and your words. You're starting to observe your actions and your results. You're becoming the observer. Okay? And now you start looking at the actions and the results. You pay attention to those. And number four is you determine the needed changes. What I need to tweak, what I need to change, you know, because my thoughts and my words, my actions are not giving me quite the results I want. So number four is determine the needed changes. And then number five, we'll start over again with number one. Go back and get real clear on what you want to achieve. Change and move that into the thoughts and the words that you need to start thinking about, and then move forward there. Now the best way to approach this, the best way to make this happen, is to go on a 30-day mental fast. And what I mean by 30-day mental fast is turn off the TV. There's no BV in TV. There's no money in TV. You know, TV is no money. No money never. Okay? So turn off the TV. Turn off the radio. Stop reading the newspaper. Most of us can't believe anyhow, so why read it? You know, why put that negative into your head? 30 days, you know, the world's still be here when you get back. But turn off the TV, turn off the news, turn off the radio, stop reading the newspaper, stop reading, you know, different magazines and stuff. Only start reading things that fill your head, like, you know, Traveler's Journey, I think it was, is the one book that we recommended. There's a lot of books out there that support you getting clear on your goals and the steps it takes to achieve those goals. And so that's the kind of material you want to start reading, because readers are readers. The people that are reading are doing the reading. They're studying. You know, they're spending 30 minutes to an hour a day, you know, working on their mind, understanding that, you know, reading something about success, about the steps to success, about change in a positive direction, is that starts changing your belief systems. Go out and find new information that can offset the belief systems that haven't been achieving the success that you want. Plug into that. And then be around only positive, uplifting people that support your success. You know, get away from people that are negative, places that are negative, things that are negative, events that are negative. You know, plug into our proven success system. You know, be around people, just like, you know, and acknowledge everybody on the call here tonight, because you're plugging into the system. You're getting around the information that can change your thinking. And when you change your thinking, you can change your life and the direction you want to go. And so, I want to demonstrate that a little bit with a what I call the backdrop of life. And the backdrop of life, if you've got a sheet of paper handy, you know, pull out a full blank sheet of paper, and down the left-hand margin, I'd like you to write vertically the word attitude and then the word grid, and kind of stretch it out along the full length of the page. Attitude, grid. And this is kind of a mental backdrop of life that I want to use to help me, you know, kind of make some points here about what's going on and what we can tweak and change to help us change our life in the direction we want to go. Now, across the top of the page, I want you to write, my life is a reflection of my mind. My life is a reflection of my mind. Because it is. My life is a reflection of my mind. Now, right across the center of the page, I want you to draw a horizontal line, halfway between the top and the bottom. Now, this is a backdrop of life, and I'd like you to kind of gauge all of your thinking from here on and all of your actions on this grid, this backdrop of life, so to speak. Because everything above that line is positive, life-giving. It's conscious choices. It's choices and thinking and using words that move you forward toward your goal. And everything below this line is negative, it's unconscious in most cases, feeling like there's no choice, it's almost like a slavery to your old thinking, to the situation. It's feeling like, you know, you're a victim to the situations that are going on, you have no choice. So that's at the very bottom of the page. The very top of the page is living, conscious, life, happiness, joy, bliss, heavenly, you know, wealth, total wellness, everything is just, we couldn't get any better, hardly. Okay, that's at the very top of the page. And we live our life somewhere between those two. Okay, but when we get down around the center of the page, that's the determining point right there. That's where we're either conscious or unconscious. Everything above the line is conscious. Might write the word conscious above the line. and everything below the line is unconscious. When you're unconscious, you don't have any choice. You're being controlled totally 100% by your unconscious belief systems when you're unconscious, you're below the line. When you're conscious, you can make choices. You're not, you know, you feel like you're supposed to do this, but you say, no, that doesn't serve me. I know that it's okay to go ahead and do this because the people are having success that I want, the people I see in society are doing it, and they're getting along just fine. You know, it's okay if I do it too, which is like making phone calls at 8 o'clock at night. You know, that's fine because it's accepted in our society to call up to 9 o'clock, 9:30 even. Okay, so that's it. And again, it's shifting out of your comfort zone and shifting out of your negative unconscious conditioning into more of a conscious action. So the words that we use when we're above the line, when we're living life, and we're conscious, and we're positive, the words we use are, I will, you know, go to a meeting tonight. I will make 20 calls today. I will, you know, cold call 2 businesses this week. You know, I will use the, oh, by the way, presentation, you know, at the dry cleaners when I go pick up dry cleaners tomorrow. Okay? The other word we use when we're conscious is won't, because we know what we're not going to do. I won't do that. You know, my time is too valuable. I'm not going to, you know, mow the grass today. I've got too many calls to make. I need to be working on now money now time. And so I won't do that today. Doesn't mean you won't do it at all, but you'll time it, you know, differently. The other one is can. I can do this, and I can do it today. Okay, again, we know what we're going to do. We're taking responsibility for it. And we want to. You know, we talk about what we want to do. And so those are the kind of words that, you know, keep us moving forward, keep us believing and acting in faith, and keep us changing our belief systems in a positive direction. Because the more you use those words, you're tweaking your belief system unconsciously. And over a period of time, then the new belief system starts to take hold. Now, when we're below the line, you know, where we don't have a choice, we're unconscious, we're kind of dying down there, is, you know, we're not active. Above the line, we're proactive. That's another word you might write up there, is proactive. We're taking actions based on being conscious and knowing what we want out of life. When we're acting below the line, and it's okay to go there once in a while, because, you know, we've got belief systems that take us there once in a while, it's just not okay to move in down there, you know, don't stay there. It's about getting conscious quicker and moving back up out of there. So you do that by monitoring your words. When you catch yourself saying that you have to do something, or that you'll try to do something, or that you can't do something, you know, can't doesn't exist in our mental world. In our business, our business is mental. Can't doesn't exist. Want does, and will does, but can't doesn't. Now, can't exist in the physical world, and I can't pick up a jet plane. Okay, I'll go along with that one. But in the mental world, it doesn't. Okay, and when you catch yourself, you know, saying you'll try to be at a meeting tonight, well, I'll try and schedule that in next week. I'll try and be at the party tonight, you know, because you've invited me. You know, when somebody says they're going to try to make it to a party or try to make it to a meeting, what's the first thing you know? You know they're not going to make it. But they're not brave enough to say, I won't make it. I got something else planned. So, again, when you catch yourself using those words, start to shift back to more conscious and take ownership of it. Ownership of it. Say, I won't make the meeting tonight because I've got other plans. Okay? It's okay to have other plans. It could be to make phone calls tonight, the prospects that you're behind on your follow-up with. Okay? But the meetings are very valuable, so you're tagging into people that have the same attitude, the same direction that you have, and emotionally charge you back up to go back out and make those phone calls. So there's a trade-off if you don't go to a meeting and you have one in your area. There's a trade-off for everything in life. So when you catch yourself saying the word try, you know, be real wary of that. Now, there's tries used above the line also. The try below the line means temporarily rejecting yourself. You're giving up before you ever start. Okay, that's try in a negative sense. The positive people above the line use the word try too. The try to them means taking risk yourself. You know, they're out there, I'll give that a shot, I'll try it, you know. And they're trying it with the attitude of, I think I can do that, you know, and I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot. May not make it this time, but I'll learn something and it'll give me a better shot at making it next time. So that's the way try is used above and below the line. So when you're above the line, you start to believe in yourself more, you start acting in faith, and you make things change. You make things happen in the direction you want them to go. When you're below the line, you're giving up. Your belief is in fear, you're acting in fear, you're reacting. You want the world to change when you're below the line. When you're above the line, you're willing to change your world because you don't have any control over the rest of the world except for the way you show up in the world. So that brings us into commitment. You know, you can verbalize commitment all day long, but the older I get, the more I start watching people. And because we express our commitment in our actions. Our actions will always show our commitment. We can talk about them all day long. It's great to, you know, be positive about it and say what we're going to do. But the actions that follow are the ones that show the true belief and the true value we place on ourselves in doing that. So, you know, my life is a reflection of my mind. And it's both a blessing and a curse. Either one. It's whichever we choose. So it's the only way we can, you know, start changing our life is start to monitor our words and understand that the only thing we have absolute control over is our attitude. And our attitude is our habit of thinking. It's our determination at that point. So you and I are where we are and what we are because of the dominating thoughts that occupy our mind. The space that you and I occupy in life is determined by our mental attitude, no more and no less. It's very exacting. You are succeeding at success, or you are succeeding at failure. The thoughts that you think lead to the words that you speak, to the actions that you take, and the future that becomes your destiny. So, you know, in the beginning, you take every moment is a new beginning, and you have the option to change and make different choices and move to the life that you want to create. Because, let's face it, my life is a reflection of my mind. Okay. Well, that kind of wraps up the training I had in mind tonight. Any questions on any of that?
No, it's Paul.
Awesome tracking, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
That's some good stuff.
Yes, well, good.
Yes, I thought it was very positive.
Excellent. That's what I was shooting for. I've got an outline. We recorded the call tonight, and then Jeff recorded it just in case the recording didn't come through, and which I'm sure it did. But we have a PDF file up on Simple as ABC along with this recording.
Well, thank you.
So you can go through it again and take some notes on my outline. But does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I like the grid.
The grid?
Yeah, I like that grid.
And it brings everything to a reality. It helps us be able to see it, you know, and that's what I like. Because over the years, I came across the grid probably 18 years ago, at least 18 years ago, I would say. And so whenever I get conscious, a lot of times, because it's very conscious, I'm always kind of monitoring my thoughts based on that grid, above the line, above the line. And so it's really helped me make a lot of the changes I've made over the last 15 to 18 years. Good. Okay. Any questions at all?
No, just clear and concise, but very analytical.
Yeah, I get that way myself.
I just want to say, I think you have to believe in yourself.
Yes.
And that's the key to all of it.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Believe in yourself. And that's why I was bringing it about that way. It all comes back to modifying the belief system and you know, changing your thinking, mm-hmm. where you do start believing yourself more.
And that's hard to do. It is hard to do.
Really?
Will this be made available?
Anna?
Yes. Yeah, this will be made available. It'll be on Simple as ABC.
Do you want to talk or you want me?
Hello?
We're having a conversation. Yeah.
That's great, Joe. I mean, it's always best to be 6 feet above than 6 feet below.
Oh, yeah, every day above ground is a great day. I agree. But yeah, it's all about self-esteem and self-worth, the value of self. And so, again, if you can make it to convention, you know, it'll be awesome because there's going to be some announcements. And you build a foundation at convention that there's, I mean, it'll accelerate your business 6 months to a year because things become a lot more real when you can put names to faces. You get to hug the people you've been hearing over the phone. You get to meet Dennis and Daniel and all the, you know, the people at corporate. And you start building relationships nationwide so that when you bring somebody in Detroit or Chicago, you can refer them, you know, to the people that are running that office. You know, it's really valuable. Like, if I bring somebody in custom notes, I can send them directly to Brad Murray and have them say, you know, that I sent them. And because Brad knows me, you know, he's a good friend of mine. And that, you know, instant acceptance, that instant rapport, just so valuable for a new person. So you start building those kind of relationships. So if you can make it at all, definitely, you know, be available.
Okay, I'm going.
Yeah. I'm going. I'm going to introduce myself. I'm Mara from Mississippi.
Hey, Mara from Mississippi. Welcome to the call.
And you are?
I'm Joe Blanton, National Sales Director in Dallas, Texas.
Yes, I'm coming to convention.
Well, good for you.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi there. Well, it's going to be out there. There's going to be 2,000 of us. So.
2,000 of us. I can't wait.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
I got my ticket today, and I'm going to be in row 16. Cynthia said I'm going to be in the back room.
Yeah, we're going to have a second room with 400 seats in it. So.
I would like to just welcome Bishop Matthias O'Brien, who has just signed up, Michael Carmen Cormina.
Well, very good. Welcome, Bishop. Everybody say, attaboy, welcome to the team.
Attaboy, welcome to the team.
Outstanding. That's cool. I want to acknowledge everybody for being on the call because, you know, what I was talking about is kind of like preaching to the choir because it's the people that weren't on the call that needed it the most. And so I want you to kind of, you know, shift over to being a teacher and take this out into your own groups. Get them to go to Central ADC when we get it up on the internet and have them print off the three-page overview, the notes that I had, the basic notes, and then you can take your own notes around it. And let's see about how many lives we can change and move in a positive direction. So,
it's great. I needed to be here.
All right. That is great.
Yeah, me too.
Glad to hear that. You know, we always kind of tend to gravitate to where we need to be when we're conscious. When we're unconscious, we go the other way. So glad everybody's here tonight. So have a great evening and, a great rest of the week. And we'll see you next week at the convention.
Thank you.